Ksubis, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. Ve'ele yoytze shaloi b'ksupa. Here we have a case of a husband who's going to be forced to be Megarish his wife. But not that he's going to be Megarish his wife due to something that's a fault of his. It's due to something that's a fault of hers. And therefore, yoytze shaloi b'ksupa. The ksuba is there that he can't stop being Megarish. But if he's being Megarish and it's her fault, then he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. What are the cases? Hoiveres al das Moshe v'Yehudis. Of course, we have one case where a husband doesn't have to give his wife a ksuba. That's midereisa, and that's really the av, the prototype of this halach, and that's a woman who's mizana. The same as she becomes asura labaila. The fact now that her husband has to be megarish, it's not automatic. When she's mizana, she becomes asura labaila. That the gerishin is there. They're still married. He has to be megarish. But she's the one who destroyed the marriage. Therefore, she's not chayv. He's not chayv to her a ksuba. Hoiveres al das Moshe v'Yehudis. What's das Moshe and what's das Yehudis? Two different standards of behavior that she could violate. Ezehi das Moshe. Das Moshe means the rules of Moshe, otherwise known as halachas. Shulchan Aruch. Machilatu she'enei mu'usar. She fed him food that wasn't gemaisered. Mishamashta nida, she was mishamish unwillingly that he was mishamish or nida. He doesn't know. If he did know, so then he's in avarian along with her. The avada, she doesn't lose her ksuba. We're talking again a case where she was machshel him. She was machshel him either by machol sasuris or bebeilas nida. But like koitzel lachal lachayret means the same thing, that she was machshel him to eat tevel. That's dough that doesn't have, that didn't have a rosh chal is also the same way tevel is also. V'neideres ve'enim kayemis. That's something else. Neideres ve'enim kayemis is she's not mekayim. L'chayra, one can't say because she was over an averu. The Mishnah over here doesn't say a woman who's over averu is you. You want to be married to a tzikonis. If she's not such a isha k'sheira, Samele, he's going to be megarish her. Doesn't say over here a woman who's lax in kol mini halachas for herself. It doesn't even say a woman who eats Machol Sasuris herself. It's dafka where she's machshel him. It's dafka where she is pegeya in the marriage. She's in charge of the kitchen, and here she's feeding him Machol Sasuris. Ishus, the etzem ishus, is the relationship between the husband and the wife, and she's mishnamash nida. He can't trust her. Lekoitzel achala is the same. Why the Mishnah separates machilosu sheni meusur and lekoitzel achala, which is based on the same idea, with mishnamash nida, is a very good question. Perhaps the answer is like this. I haven't seen this in the Mefarshim. But since we're explaining that the issue over here is not that the woman is on a low personal standard, she's over averus, that would not be mechayiv a husband to be megarish his wife, and it wouldn't even allow him to be megarish her without a ksuba. The cases over here are only where it's pegeya in the etzem issues. If he can't trust her in the kitchen, that's for sure pegeya in the issues, but that's not really the etzem issues. Mishamashta nida is a pegeya in the etzem issues. Even though it's just not machol sasuros, but since this is one of the mitzvahs that noshim have b'miyuchad, the Mishnah by Mehmed Likin says that the three mitzvahs special that are mutl on noshim are tayis hamishpocha, chala, and adlokas ner. So maybe the Mishnah puts together things that are meshach shaychi to her in the role of raising children, of having a family. So the Mishnah puts together Meshamash Nenida, Lekoitzel Lachal, the third case, Nedez Venim Kayemes, which, like we said, has nothing to do with her being over in Averu. What the Gemara explains is that the Gemara brings a memory that Bavoin Nidorim, from not being Mekayim Nidorim, Mesu Bonim. So he has Achmon Alson, young children that died, he has infants that passed away, and he attributes that. He says it's not a marriage if she's a Nedez Venim Kayemes. Even the Mefarshim point out, what would be, let's say he's also a Nedez Venim Kayem, so he can't blame on her the Misa Sabonim. So then he wouldn't have a right to be Megarish. There's also other dinim in Shabbos, then the Perek by Mehmed Likin, then a Mavur also that Bavoinom Mesu Bonim, and the place can discuss. Let's say any of those Averis he has. So how could he say to her that the reason why we lost children, Rahman, is because of you, and therefore I have to be Megarish you? So he doesn't have a right to say that. So maybe that's why the Mishnah puts together these three. Vinishvi. We're clear that we're talking about not averos, but we're talking about things that are called sibois legarsha. Sibois that the issues can't continue as is. The Rambam says it very interesting. The Rambam in Perek Tezayin, the Hilchos Ishus, I'm sorry, in Perek Chavdal Halacha Tezayin, Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says a Chiddush that the Rishonim disagree with, that normally a Ksuba is there to protect the marriage. We said when we learned the end of the fourth Perek, the beginning of the fifth Perek, that a Ksuba is a Takona, Shaloite Kal Be'in of Loitzio. Says the Rambam, even if he doesn't want to be Megarish her now, the fact of the matter is, Chazal don't have a problem with him being Megarish such a wife. Not only that, Chazal would even encourage him. So Mela, Shaloike Kalba in Vloitzia, Adarabba, a woman like that, Toitzia. See, even if he doesn't want to be Megarish her now, it was found out, he doesn't want to be Megarish her now, he'd rather stay with the marriage. He won't be able to eat, whatever it is, but he's not going to divorce her. Still, when he does want to divorce her, then he doesn't have to give a ksuba. This the Rishonim argue with. The Rishonim say if he finds out about it and because of that he has to be Megarish her, so then the marriage was destroyed by her, then he could be Megarish without a get. But if he decided, I'll off the information that came to light to keep her, so then that's it. He's naming on to stay married to her. If he's naming on to stay married to her, now later on, Lamazong 2 years later, for whatever reason he decides to be Megarish her, he won't be able to be Megarish her without a ksuba. So the Rishonim seem to argue on the Rambam. The way we're saying it is that there's no chiyuv legarisha, but there's definitely grounds for it. This lemaisa is a subject of a sugya in Sota Daf Chof Hei. The Gemara declares, should a husband that his wife was found out that she's an iveris, aldas, moisha, is he mechuyuv legarisha? The Gemara doesn't seem to be patient. Most of the Rishonim name on that there's no chiyuv legarisha. The Ramah is moisif in these halachas in Kuf Tezvov, that even Bizman Azeh, that one is not allowed to be Megarish, his wife, Bal Koch, Chaim Derbenu Geshem, in this type of case, he's definitely allowed to, he's encouraged to do so. Rabbi Chanan has an Arichus Dvar Movi in Kavichurim. Rabbi Chanan explains a very basic idea, that this din of Iveri Saldas Moshe, that she loses her ksuba, is not a knas. She did something wrong, so we give her a patch. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that since she rendered herself a woman who's a choshud, he can't trust her, he can't live with her anymore. He can't live with her physically, he can't trust her in the kitchen, so the marriage can't go on as is. Therefore, it's his need to be megarish her, which was based on her behavior. So therefore, he doesn't know the ksuba, this is the way we explained it. Rabbi Chanan brings a ravid that all the Rishonim discuss, and he explains the ravid based on this. The ravid discusses the fact that the Gemara wants to know what's the case of the Mishnah. How did she find out? How did he find out that she fed him Machol Sasuris? If he knew about it before, so then obviously she doesn't lose the ksuba. He went along with it. He can't then turn against her and say, I'm going to divorce you without a ksuba. Elamai, he didn't know about it. So how did he find out about it afterwards? So we'll speak out what the Gemara answers, but the Gemara asks it, and the Gemara has a problem. Says the Ravid, the Gemara could have said a simple solution. She admitted it. She loses her ksuba based on her Hidos Baldin. So the Pnei Yeshua Taka understands that this whole din is a knas, and we've discussed in the past, the third parak, the fourth parak, that Moide B'knas is potter. A person can't be mechayiv themselves money based on Hidos Baldin. So he says the same is true here. But the Rishonim don't answer that. That means they hold it's not a straightforward knas. Like we said, it's just cause and effect of the fact that he can't live with her anymore. The Ravid answers, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rosha. We can't believe her that she's a woman who's a choshud on a Dvar Avera. And the Rishonim say, at the end of the day, it's Hados Baldin. Every time a Gazlin comes into Beznin, he says, I stole $100. So we can't believe him that he's a bad person, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rosha, but we still believe him that he owes $100. Why can't we believe over here that she forfeited her ksuba? And what Rabbi Chanan explains with Das Arayva is that the forfeit of the ksuba over here is not a momenus digadin. It's a definition of what she is. She's a choshud. She comes in the beznin and she says, I fed my husband today for food. She's a chashuda. She's defining herself in other meismats merasha. The fact that she loses the ksuba is only because now that's what she is. He's allowed to be megarisha. He doesn't have a choice to be megarisha. But it's not a din that for feeding him the food, she loses her ksuba. It's a din that for feeding him the food, she becomes a woman who's suspect. She's chashuda, she's a rasha. And if she's a rasha, Mameli has a right to be megarisha. That a person can't self-define in Bezdin. That's called Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rosha. Gazlin, you don't have to believe him on the self-definition. You're believing him that he owes $100, not more, not less. what we call palgin and dibur. You believe him on the chiyuv of $100, you don't believe him on the definition therein. Now, the Gemara asked the Kasha, and like we said, the Rabbi explains the reason why the Gemara doesn't say she admitted is because we wouldn't believe it. The other Rishonim argue on the Rabbi. They say it's just the Gemara doesn't want to say it because it's not usual. She's going to feed him tray for food, then she's going to admit it. So how taka do we know? So the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where she says either that she had a shayla in Hilchus Nida, she showed it to a chacham, and he went after he lived with her, he went to the chacham and he asked her, and the chacham says she never showed me a shayla. I don't know what you're talking about. Or she took food to somebody who knew how to be mafish shumas and maisvis properly, and the husband ate supper based on that. The next day he thanked the koyin or the chacham, whoever was mafish, but says, I don't know what you're talking about, I never did it. And because of that, she loses the ksuba. Now the obvious question is, mechitesi, to believe the chacham, the koyin, more than her. It's one against one, it's his word against her word. How do we take away her ksuba? So the Ramban says a famous yisoid, which we're trying to bring over here and in Shavuos, which is that whenever an Eid Echad is basing himself on the source of information, an Eid Echad doesn't know something himself, but he's saying over something that he heard or something that was gepaskin by somebody else, the source is always Nemon more than the one who's saying over from the source. So you have to believe the Chacham, you have to believe the Kohen. The Rosh Taka argues, the Rosh does not. We're talking about over here where there are two Eidim that say that the Chacham, she says she asked the Chacham, she went to the Chacham, the Rav's house, asked him the Shalom, there are two Eidim that the Rav was out of town yesterday. There have to be two Eidim. And Echnami, it was the word of the Chacham against the word of hers. We wouldn't believe an Eid Echad Bak Chosha to believe to be Maitzi Ksuba, the famous Machlok Yerushalayim. Now the other reason why she could lose the Ksuba is Das Yehudis. Vezeh Das Yehudis. This is already not Halacha that's called Teiras Moshe, it's Das Yehudis, means it's standard Yiddish behavior. It's a standard of behavior. Yoytzeh v'roisha perush, it goes out with uncovered hair. The Gemara asks right away, going out with uncovered hair is a violation of Din Teira. The Gemara brings a pasuk in by the Parsha of Sot that they uncover hair. It seems clear that covered hair is a very basic standard of Halacha. So this is not just a Das Yehudis customary standard. So the Gemara says there's a standard of covering her hair, which should be Yoytzeh, the din of Rosh HaPeru. The Gemara says a certain type of hair covering, a kaloto, where maybe a certain amount of hair could be seen, but Be'etzim should be Mekayim, the din of covering her hair. But Lamaisa, it's not up to, there's a Yiddish standard of behavior. A Yiddish standard of behavior, by the way, is whatever could be, whatever chumas are accepted in a certain society, that becomes standard behavior, and less than that is called a prutza. It's called grounds to be megarish isha b'loy ksubo. Because if she's a prutza, so that's, again, that's a destruction of the marriage. She's destroying the marriage by being over basic standards of tznius that are noig in that society. Is there halacha that a woman has to wear socks, let's say? Halacha? Pasha, it's not halacha. If that's what's accepted, then the not wearing that is considered a violation of Das Yehudis. So the first case is Yoytzeh v'Roisha Peru, and Feshtetzach, there's a lot of discussion. The Poiskim, Ramosha has famous tshuvas that are based on understanding the Gemara's over here. V'toyva Bashuk, the Gemara says she knits or weaves Bashuk in a way which is porutz, physically suggestive. Midaberes im kol adam. She speaks loosely, freely with other men, where she's violating a basic standard of tznius. Abisholoi ma'afam kalelos yoldov b'fonov. What the Gemara understands is she is mekalel her father-in-law in front of her children. So it's a basic disrespect in her ba'al, in her husband. So that's again a violation of the basic standards of a Jewish home. Rubtarfinoi ma'afa kalanis, a woman with a very loud voice. It means that she is teveya her husband. She argues with her husband in private manners. Binyane tashmish, loud in the way that the neighbors could hear. So again, it's a basic breach of tznius, of the privacy of a couple. So it's he has a right to divorce without a ksuba. Kishim daberes b'toich beisa ushchenei Hashem in koila. What's a kelanis? A kelanis is a woman who's inside her house and the neighbors could hear her talking on private affairs in that voice.
Mishne Zayin. Hamakadosh es ha'isha almanas she'ein oleh nedarim v'nimtzu oleh nedarim. There's a basic halacha you have in Maseches Kedushin also, where a husband, or a wife for that matter, could make any t'nai they want in the Kedushin. I could be Mekadosh and Isha, I'm going to ask that it will rain tomorrow. I'm going to ask that the stock market hits a certain level tomorrow. Either it's in the sky or it's not. So if he's Mekadosh and Isha, I'm going to ask she ain't Oleh Nedarim, and we found out, V'nimtza Oleh Nedarim, that she does have Nedarim, ain't a Mekudeshesh. She's not Mekudeshesh. It's a bit latnai. Now, L'chayr would be possible to say ain't a Mekudeshesh. She goes and gets married, and then she's matir the nedarim. She's oikir the nedarim l'mafreya, as we've learned. And in Cain, now it's nizgal l'mafreya, her first kedusha is a kedusha. She's living with the second husband, Meser. So you have to say, we're not choshesh that a woman will do that to herself. But Allah is einim kudesh, it's mashmash, she could go get married without a get. Yerushalmi Gerada has the problem. Yerushalmi says she wouldn't be able to get married to somebody else. Unless she got a get, because nedarim, it's always oimid to be neka l'mafreya. If Lamashal he was Mekadosh, we'll have later on the Mishnah, Amanasha in Oleo Mumin. So then if found out that she had some physical deformity, so then the Kedushin is bottle. Maybe a doctor will come and do a surgery on her, they'll develop a new technique and we'll fix the problem. Yeah, but the problem won't be fixed up Mikano Lamafreya. She'll only be miraculously healed Mikano Lahaba. So the Kedushin, Beshaita, she was a Balas Mum, the Kedushin is bottle. If he wants to marry her a second time, if she wants to get married somebody else, that's life. Now this that we have halacha of nimtza oleh nedarim is when he's noidu, the Gemara says, stam, I don't want her with nedarim. The nedarim b'derech klal, that he has a kpeid on, is nidre inu nefesh. There are things that a person is noig to be makbid. The Gemara gives examples, shaloi techam boso, letesh teyayin, she shouldn't wear big de tzivoinim, normal clothing that a woman would want to wear. Is a male, these are things that a woman, he's going to have a woman who's fapainikt, who's living a life where she's mufka from Eilam Hazah, that he doesn't want. But it is possible for a husband to be noider. I don't want an Ish Nadronis. If he's noider, he's Mekadosh Almanash, doesn't have any nedarim, doesn't make a difference which neder it is. It could be a neder, and she's going to say a certain amount of kapitel chavtulim every day. That would also make that would also be a violation of his time. So the Mishnah is talking about, where he was noider b'stam ein oleh nedarim, and lemaisa nimtza oleh nedarim. Then the Mishnah says the second case. Kinoso stam, v'nimtzu oleh nedarim, peitzei shelo b'ksuba. The way the Gemara explains this, according to Shmuel, and this is halacha, is that in the case where he wasn't mekadesh her, mufurish, he didn't say almanash ein oleh nedarim. It's just the standard is that a husband doesn't want his wife to have nedarim. But let's say he was kinoso stam, v'nimtzu oleh nedarim. So we don't say automatically that there's a mekachtois. Avada, she's an eshesish. Teitze, it doesn't say any mekudeshes. Teitze means teitze with a get. But, shaloi biksuba. A husband has a right to say any right to be isha nadronis. This is a little bit of a hemshek of what we had in the previous Mishnah. Of nedes v'enim kayemis, except that over there was enim kayemis. So even if she's mekayem, he doesn't want to take that chance. He doesn't want a woman who's getting into dangerous territory by being a nedes. So if it's found out that she has nedorim on herself, he has a right to say, this marriage is not for me. It's not called a mekach tois, but it's a taina on a wife, and he could claim that he can't live with her. She's forcing him to be megayer, she can be megayer without a ksuba. Now, we just said a case of kinsa stam, where be'etzim it was kitsha stam also. But, what would be in a case of where he was takim mekadosh, and he spoke at amanasha in alech on the dorm, and then he was machneser, he did the chuppah, and he didn't speak out with that tanai. And it was only found out after the chuppah that she has in the dorm. Rav in the Gemara suggests that since it was kitsha al tanai, he spoke it out, and then kinsa stam, so then that means that obviously he waived the t'nai. Obviously he waived the t'nai, and Rav says, Tzrichoy menu get. Without a ksuba, he could still hold on. He could still hold on to that level of kpeida, but clearly he was mekadosher. That means he was mekadosher but t'nai. But then he was moichel the t'nai, and it's a good question. L'chara, once kedushin is not chal, how could he be moichel on the t'nai? It's a discussion in the Rishonim. So Rosh with the Ran, the Bavus the raid in Hilchus Tnoim, how one could be Meichel on a Tnai that wasn't this guy in the Kedushin. That's one Nekuda. There's one Pshat in the Gemara that the pshat is since he was kinsa, what we're talking about is he was bolel, and then there's a svara in other moisa bilasa bilaznus. The assumption is that since he was bolel without mentioning again the nether, obviously he was meichel at night. Others want a taina that when he was bolel l'shem kiddushin. That means, of course, the Maisa Kedushin wasn't a good Maisa Kedushin. There was a nether there. Masha'en Kain, if he was Bo'aleo, that itself would be the Kedushin, it could be Mekadosh or Bebir. We're the Edim, so it has to be talking about their Edi Yichud. That's all part of the discussion in the Gemara. But L'maisa, Shmuel in the Gemara, and this is the way we paskin. Sorry, we paskin like Rab. But Shmuel says, Eino Tzvicha Emenu Get, that even with a Kitcho Al Tanai, the Kitcho Stam, the halacha would be that we would assume that that he didn't mean to waive his tnai, and there's no need for a get. So we explain the Mishnah like Rav, because that's the halacha. Then the Mishnah just has another case, but it's really the same idea. Amanasha ain't ba mumin, v'nimtzu ba mumin. He said it mufurish, ain't him kudashes. The tnai was violated, says no kedushin, obviously, like we said before. Kenoso stam, and we have the same discussion, was it Knosso Stam, but it was Kiddushin Bitnai, or it was Kiddushin Stam. Benimtsuba Mumin, Tetsi Shalobiksuba. Over here also, he has a right to pull out of the marriage, but clearly he was Mekadoshim. What's a Mum? The Mishnah just adds, Kol HaMumin HaPoislim B'Kehan and Poislim HaNoshim. The Mishnah makes a klal that any Mumin that discussed in Mishnah's B'Choyrois, that Pasal Koyim Me'Avayda, would also make a wife unappealing. Could be making her not functional, could be making her not appealing to the husband, and therefore the halacha is that Paislim Benoshim. The Gemara adds, the Rab brings over here, the Gemara adds a few different mumen that maybe wouldn't even be by Kehanim that are specific to women, Re'achira, and a few other different things.